This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Longtime Republican State Senator Robert Coles said he will cross party lines and vote for Democrat Kamala Harris in the November presidential election. Coles, who has represented Green Bay in the legislature for 42 years, says while he's concerned about blowback from fellow Republicans, he's concerned about what returning former President Donald Trump to the White House could mean.
Trump has to be defeated, and we have to protect the Constitution, and the country will go on, even with some liberal things that Harris might do or may not do. You have to have the foundation of the Constitution and protect democracy. If you don't have that, we will disappear.
Coles said he thinks this decision is an important stand to make.
I really think this is the most important, one of the most important things I've done. Hopefully people will accept that and listen to me. Those that have trusted me and, you know, believed in me will think about that. And if they're undecided that we have to make a change here.
Coles made this announcement in an episode of the Civic Media show Rational Revolution, hosted by Mark Becker. The full interview will air on Saturday at 2 p.m., but the show can be heard now on podcast platforms, the Civic Media website, or social media apps. The Clark County Forestry and Parks ATV and UTV trails and the Nobby Hill off-road motorcycle trails will close for the season beginning on November 1st. Clark County is planning to reopen the trails for use on December 15th, but that does depend on weather. Remember that UTVs are not allowed on snowmobile and ATV trails from December 15th through March 31st. Drought conditions expand and a high fire danger persists today, even after the rain last night. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
We didn't get enough rain to reverse the drought, and there have been 82 wildfires across the state, with 32 of them starting because of improper equipment use. Things like unsecured trailer chains, lawnmowers, ATVs and UTVs, tractors and more. Now 77% of Wisconsin is in a drought, and 30% has reached severe status. That's a 10% spike in just 7 days. Wildfires that occur under these conditions can burn for great lengths of time and smolder underground for days, which can be challenging to suppress. Burns are suspended in several counties in elevated areas. Between boats headed to storage for the winter and hunters towing recreational vehicles, be sure to secure dragging parts and trailer chains to avoid creating sparks while you're driving. Also avoid operating vehicles on dry grass. Check the tire pressure for exposed rims. And only operate equipment like chainsaws, off-road vehicles, and lawnmowers early in the morning or late in the day to avoid sparks at peak burn hours. And avoid all outdoor burning until conditions improve. More rain is expected next week.
Wisconsin has seen the fifth consecutive monthly record for state employment. 9 counties in the state are seeing record low unemployment rates. Ashland, Bayfield, Burnett, Door, Langlin, Oconto, Pepin, Rock, and Sawyer have unemployment rates as low as 1.9% and no higher than 2.7%. The Department of Workforce Development announced record-high employment during the month of September across the state. These record-breaking numbers represent real working families, businesses, and communities across our state, says Governor Evers. He said the efforts to reduce barriers to work ensures our economy and workforce maintains this positive momentum. Early in-person voting numbers are high, with nearly 100,000 people voting on Tuesday this week. Lines were long at some polling locations where clerks struggled with printing delays. The delays only affected the labels that are affixed to the absentee certificate envelope. The labels are not a requirement for in-person absentee voting, but they add efficiency for hardworking local election officials. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a statement Thursday morning after receiving reports from election officials. The WEC said the delays have only affected label printing times. There's no reason to believe this is affecting other areas of election administration or state government. They also said there's no reason to believe the delays were caused by a cyber attack. If printing delays continue, the WEC advised clerks to handwrite the information instead. You can vote in-person absentee in Wisconsin Rapids for the November 5th general election now through November 1st. The clerk's office at City Hall is open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. On Friday, they're open for voting from 8 a.m. until noon. Honor Flight No. 50 flies out early Monday morning. Roughly 100 veterans and guardians will head to Washington, D.C. to spend the day visiting memorials dedicated to their service. These brave men and women are from central and northern Wisconsin, with many from our listening area. If you want to help give these veterans the welcome home they never received when they returned from war, you can head to the Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee between 8 and 9 p.m. for their return between 10 and 11 p.m. on Monday. You may want to bring a chair. CWA doesn't provide them. If you would like to apply to join an honor flight, you can visit neverforgottenhonorflight.com for more information. Preliminary employment estimates for September show Wisconsin with a 2.9% unemployment rate. This is 1.2 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.1%. This is the fifth straight month of record employment, highlighting the unprecedented number of workers participating in Wisconsin's economy. Washera County has some fun for everyone this weekend with an educational and outdoorsy twist. Brittany Merlot has more.
The Wild Rose Fish Hatchery is hosting an open house tomorrow to celebrate the fall salmon spawning. The event is free and centers around many popular game fish species. You can join in on games and educational activities for guests of all ages, including a learn-to-cast station, fish identification activities, and the chance to swim upriver like a salmon on their migratory journey to spawning areas. You can also take a self-guided tour of the original 1908 hatchery or join a guided tour of the modern operations. The Wild Rose Fish Hatchery is a cool and cold water hatchery that raises steelhead, brown trout, coho, and salmon, as well as Great Lakes spotted muskie, walleye, and lake sturgeon. For Civic Media, I'm Brittany Merlot.
The author of the book Tailspin will be at the Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids on Monday, October 28th. John Armbruster's book recounts the story of Gene Moran, who was a tail gunner in World War II. Moran's plane was hit and he fell 4 miles to the ground while in the tail of the plane. Armbruster documented Moran's bravery as a prisoner of war in Nazi Germany, surviving solitary confinement, transportation on a hell ship, and a 600-mile death march across Central Europe. You can meet John Armbruster at Crossview Church on October 28th at 6:30 p.m. and get a signed copy of the book. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6 for 6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. He started out slow. When he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night, they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30 at 6-0. The Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tape, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If Emily Bronte was still alive, she'd probably be thrilled that Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi have been cast in Wuthering Heights. I guess we'll never know, but the good news is the project has found a home at Warner Brothers after a bidding war. Emerald Fennell will write and direct. Her previous credits include Promising Young Woman, which was excellent, and Saltburn, which was interesting. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, will produce the film. One Desperate Housewife apparently had money to burn. The first John Wick film was released this week in 2014. The film franchise has grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Variety is reporting that none of it ever would have happened were it not for actress Eva Longoria, who saved the original John Wick by contributing $6 million in funding at the last minute that closed the financial gap and allowed filming to start. No one was happier than the film star Keanu Reeves, who also had his own money in the project. Fun films for sure, but could use a little more violence. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck. For 3 decades, Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. If you've been waiting around for a Brady Bunch revival, well, you probably need a hobby. But also, it will not be happening according to Little Cindy Brady. Variety reports that actress Susan Olsen, who portrayed Cindy on the 1970s sitcom, says CBS canceled the project because of her political views, calling her too dangerous. Olsen told the Walkaway Campaign podcast that producers of the Brady revival disapproved of her views on vaccines and comments she made about the LGBTQ community. Olsen was also fired from a radio job after a message exchange with a guest who said Olsen sent homophobic slurs, according to Variety. The Brady Bunch revival show was set to pick up with the Brady kids in modern times as adults. No one is more bummed the show is a no-go than Christopher Knight, who played Peter Brady, and was excited to show the world that his character finally completed puberty, and his voice was no longer cracking.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday, sunny, with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.